Murkowski told Medicare Chief Marilyn Tavner that she's met with Enroll Alaska insurance agents who are trying to help Alaskans buy insurance on the exchange. As of last week, they had signed only 3 people up for coverage. Now they suspect the website miscalculated their subsidy. Tavner had few real answers for Murkowski.
Not only can people not get on to Enroll, but if they do, their subsidy calculations are incorrect.
So we are aware, meaning the staff is aware of this issue, and they are working on a fix to the system to correct the Alaska issue.
In the meantime,
specific to Alaska.
What should Alaskans do? Should they stay off, as Enroll Alaska and the other navigators have suggested?
Tavner said Alaskans should keep trying. Murkowski also criticized Tavner for taking the site offline from 1 to 5 a.m. daily. That's the middle of the night on the East Coast, but it means the website goes dark at 9 p.m. in Alaska. Prime time, says Murkowski, for busy parents who've just put kids to bed. Tavner said Alaskans can call the helpline or submit paper applications. Meanwhile, more than half of the Alaskans who buy individual policies from Primera are getting cancellation notices. At the hearing, Murkowski said many have told her they worry they'll have a gap in coverage if they can't enroll on the federal exchange in time and that they might get sick during the gap.
They want to know, if I fall through the cracks, am I going to be taken care of? And I don't have an answer for them.
Outside the hearing, Murkowski said she believes the key to getting truly affordable health care plans is to work on legislation that will lower the cost of the health care itself. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.